Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Want to start today with the president of the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce, Tim Damon, on a very big day for the Lansing region. Hello, Tim. How are you?
You know, Jack, I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. A lot of people thinking about elections today and the polls, and we've talked ad infinitum about the campaign, and we'll continue to do that a little bit later in this show and the rest of the week. But I want to talk about the celebration of regional growth today. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, Jack, we had our fifth annual program today, and we have had an opportunity to recognize now 32 businesses and chamber members over the last 5 years for their economic investment, job creation, and just overall commitment to our region. And you know, the four companies we recognized earlier today: Accident Fund Insurance Company of America, Dean Transportation, HRU Technical Resources, they're a human resource service company, and then Neogen Corporation for their growth in the international trade and international markets.
How competitive does it get for an award like this, and how prestigious has it become, Tim?
Well, you know what? It's become, I tell you, Jack, it's become a real good, feel-good, positive program. We launched this 5 years ago in partnership at the time with National City, which now PNC, and, you know, it was easy to get excited that first year, and, you know, we had, I think, 8 recipients the first year, and, you know, we now are up to 32, and I think that the companies, they're very appreciative, and it's just a great, you know, it's a great story for them to tell. We do it through some video production, and so it just gives a real good, you know, positive overall, you know, I think, image for the region.
And the good news is you're not running out of recipients, right?
No, we're not. And in fact, I think if anything, we have people asking us, hey, did you hear about or know about this company or another investment over here? And so I think this program has some real longevity for us.
How does this work exactly, Tim? I think all these companies are fairly well known. At least three of the four, I would say, are pretty much community fixtures. But are there nominations? Do you have a panel that gets together and makes these decisions?
Well, you know, Jack, we do it throughout the course of the year. We'll have a number of folks that will contact us. We obviously, as well, the chamber, we track the economic growth and what our members and what businesses are doing in the region here. And so we'll kind of a variety of different standpoints, but we're very careful to, you know, from an award standpoint, it's vastly different than maybe what our annual dinner awards would be, where we're recognizing, you know, community development and small businesses of the year and whatnot. And this is just more of a sort of an economic achievement and recognition type of program.
All right. We can talk about each of these four companies individually, but in terms of what they share, what do they have in common?
You know, I think the one thing they have in common is their commitment to growth in this region. And I think you could see that across the board. And even the one that maybe is not the most well-known is HRU Technical Resources.
Right.
They're a human resource staffing company, and they've been in business here 30 years, celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. And really what we've done with them is working through our Procurement Technical Assistance Center. They've secured $71 million in defense-related contracts and providing staffing to some military bases around the country.
Well, I think you said the key words, Tim. You said, in this region. I am guessing that all four of these companies don't have to be here, have chosen to be here, and there are reasons that they are here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And, you know, and I think that they, you know, in the course of the video production, I think they hit on that as well. And, you know, you start with Accident Fund and you go back 5 years ago when they were starting to look for a new location, and they could have relocated. They could have moved out of state. They could have moved out of downtown. They could have went to, you know, to one of our outlying townships or outside of the city. But you know what? They committed to that downtown revitalization, and they're now a catalyst for what, you know, we're all seeing on the riverfront. But, and even you look at a company like Neogen continuing to acquire, I think they said they've acquired 16 companies, you know, over the years since they've been formed, and a lot of those companies are global and international. And again, easy to consolidate operations in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, but they've chose to do that here in Lansing.
How many people did you have at this celebration today?
You know, we had about 300 there today, and I tell you, with everything else, Jack, going on,
right,
Election Day,
good.
And the fact that we just had a very large healthcare symposium at Healthcare Economic Club a week ago,
right.
And we have a Global International Port Lansing Conference next week, we were thrilled with the turnout today. And I tell you, our members are they're committed to our organization. They support our organization, and we're just very happy with the support that we get from those folks.
All right, I want to back up just a minute and go through each of these companies individually very quickly. You talk about the Accent Fund Insurance Company of America. We know about the $125 million world headquarters investment on the banks of the Grand River, but they've done a lot for this area in a lot of ways.
Well, they have. And you know what? I've been using the term catalyst, and that's what I look at them as being, a catalyst for downtown development, a catalyst for the riverfront development. And then what we're seeing now, what we're witnessing now, and what that riverfront is going to look like, 12 months from now and 24 months from now or 60 months from now, it's going to be a direct result of the investment that they've made.
Dean Transportation, our good friend Kelly Dean, and we know he cut his teeth as a businessman in terms of school buses and special education, and was a special education teacher. And what he has done here with this company now is truly amazing.
Well, it is. And, you talk about, boy, what hat does Kelly have on today? Is it the philanthropic hat? Is it the entrepreneur hat? But, again, his commitment to this city and to this region is matched by no one else. And Kelly is a terrific guy. The company's growing. I think they're over 1,000 employees now. They've expanded. They now have offices, I believe, in Traverse City and Grand Rapids, and is just a great, great community asset for us, and a company that's continuing to grow and has deep, deep roots here in Lansing.
And he's doing some other things behind the scenes, not just the entrepreneurial things and in terms of helping so many individuals, but he is very committed to the environment. I know that this cleaner school bus fleet and reducing engine exhaust emissions, conserving fuel, all that stuff is important to him, not just to make money.
Well, you're absolutely right, and I do know that that was one of the key highlights in the video today that they had received. I think it was through the National School Bus Transportation Association, the gold level certification on the energy and clean energy and his commitment to that program. And so, and I know he was very proud of that and spoke about that in the video presentation today.
All right. You mentioned HRU Incorporated Technical Resources that is headquartered in Lansing and committed to placing workers in industries in IT, engineering, federal contracting. Tell us a little bit more about this contract they just got with the U.S. Army.
Well, you know what, they've been doing some work with the U.S. Army, and I believe it's a military base in Illinois, and they are contracted to provide, as you mentioned, Jack, engineering and IT and technical support, and they find and place staff and into some of the military bases to meet some of the demands of the projects that may be ongoing within some of the military bases. I know they've also done some work here with the Warren, the Tank Command Center down in Warren here in the state of Michigan. And again, a small business and a true entrepreneurial success story with them celebrating their 30th anniversary this year.
Finally, Neogen received the first annual International Trade Award. Can you tell us about that and what its significance is?
Well, absolutely. And, Neogen, I think, started back in 1982. And I tell people that Neogen was technology transfer and commercialization before any of us knew what those terms meant. And that, coming out of research and technology out of Michigan State University, and Jim Herbert has done just a tremendous job in growing that company into a global, global sort of empire. And they now are close to 40% of their revenues are coming from international markets. They're doing business, I think, in 118 countries. And when we look at a company that we can kind of put up there as a true example of a global, corporation headquartered here, it is Neogen. And they're growing just tremendously in those markets. I think they've opened up this year alone, and I think in Mexico City, and then also too in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And in talking to Lon Bohannon, the president there now, Lon just came back from a 12-day trip to China here in the last week or two and visiting with their customers and what they have going in the Far East as well.
Lansing ranked number 7 in the country, not in the county, in job creation recently, and that is a phenomenal achievement. And these four companies you mentioned honor today the celebration of regional growth. Very big players in that. Tim, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Jack. Thank you as well.
Tim Damon, Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce President.